AP Radio News.
I'm Sandy Kozel. Negotiations over Iran's nuclear program are entering a critical phase. Differences still remain just 2 days before a deadline for the outline of an agreement. Secretary of State Kerry and his Iranian counterpart have been meeting in Switzerland since Thursday, working toward an understanding on terms that would curb Iran's nuclear activities in exchange for sanctions relief. At the end of a two-day summit in Egypt, Arab leaders have unveiled a joint intervention force, vowing that strikes in Yemen will continue until Iranian-backed Shiite rebels withdraw.
What we see right now, especially in Yemen, is a coalition of predominantly Sunni Arab countries going after Yemen, targeting Shia rebels that many say are backed by Iran.
AP correspondent John Gambrell in Cairo, Yemen's foreign minister says their air campaign is codenamed Operation Decisive Storm. Australia is responding to the Germanwings air disaster by mandating that at least two crew members be present at all times in cockpits of larger domestic and international airliners.
One of the flight attendants would come and sit in the cockpit if one of the pilots needed to leave the flight deck for any reason.
Australia's Deputy Prime Minister Warren Truss. Defense Secretary Carter is considering easing some military enlistment standards.
Carter wants to better attract and keep service members and civilians across the Defense Department, so he's thinking about whether to adjust some of the requirements for certain military jobs, such as those involving cyber or high-tech expertise. The idea is reigniting a debate about how the armed services approve waivers for recruits who have committed lesser crimes, behaved badly, are older than current regulations allow, or have other physical issues that prevent them from joining the military. Martin DeCaro, Washington.
This is AP Radio News. If you like the look of last year's Final Four, you'll love the 2015 edition. One game, Kentucky versus Wisconsin, is not only a matchup of two number one seeds, it's a replay of last year's semifinal won by Kentucky. In the other game, seven-seeded Michigan State will face Duke. Michigan coach Tom Izzo says he's surprised by his team's run.
I'd like to tell you that I thought five different times this year that we were good enough to get to a Final Four, but I'd be lying to you. I can't even say I did.
Those games are Saturday in Indianapolis. A weekend house party that left seven young people with gunshot wounds has officials on the Florida Panhandle pondering what to do with a spring break season they say has gotten out of control. Panama City Beach Councilman Keith Curry.
We see a lot more non-spring breakers here in town preying on people. We've gotten more guns. We've gotten more drugs off the street. And it's just a different element.
They've authorized more money for increased police patrols. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.